USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An American statesman has passed away.
So I leave you all tonight with a full heart and a fervent prayer that we'll meet again.
A family statement saying that former Kansas City Senator and Republican presidential candidate Bob Dole has died at 98, passing away in his sleep early on Sunday morning. Dole had been in declining health for a number of years. He'd been battling stage 4 lung cancer. Dole resigned his position in the U.S. Senate back in 1996 to run for the White House, but lost to Bill Clinton in 96. Despite his many health problems, he stayed good-natured till the end, saying in one of his last interviews,
"I want to thank all those who have said such kind words about me. They're probably not true, but they were nice."
Again, former Senator Bob Dole was 98. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, men. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, men. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Was it an accident or foul play? As a man is dead after falling out of a window at a Long Island, New York hotel where he was an employee. Authorities say it happened at about 7:30 p.m. on Saturday at the Hyatt Regency in Hop Hog, Long Island. ABC 7 in New York reports the 41-year-old man was working at the hotel when he fell from an upper-floor window and landed on the ground. The Holbrook resident was taken to Stony Brook University Hospital, pronounced dead. What caused him to fall, not yet known, but Suffolk County police say their homicide detectives are on the investigation. The director of the CDC is putting thumbs down at the idea of a federal mask mandate. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Dr. Rochelle Walensky says,
"I would rather see people get vaccinated, boosted, and follow our recommendations."
Though she says she does expect to see mask mandates remain for a while at the local level as variants are surging across the nation. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A New York State family is breaking its own Guinness World Record for the most Christmas lights on their property. The Gay family of Larangeville first set the record in 2012 with over 346,000 Christmas lights on a residential property, and they broke their own record in 2014 with 601,000 Christmas lights. This year, they broke their record again. At 687,000 lights, the annual light display serves also as a fundraiser for local charities, and they hope to collect this year about $500,000. A late rock legend is getting a posthumous doctorate in music degree from the University of Florida. Tampa Bay Times reporting that at a meeting on Friday, that school's board of trustees voted unanimously to confer a degree on the Gainesville native Tom Petty, who passed away in 2017. Now, Petty never attended college anywhere. Instead, he dropped out of high school at age 17, but to pursue what turned into a very, very special music career. The University of Florida Provost Joseph Glover saying that Petty is, quote, widely considered among the most distinctive and influential musicians, at least over the past 50 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.